Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Fatima, and on today's program, we're going to be making a Thai prawn and mango curry. So the first thing I'm going to do to make the curry is I'm going to chop my raw fresh ingredients. So I'm going to take my onion and just begin to chop. Now, I was told a while ago the secret to a very good curry is to always use fresh ingredients. Now, I know a lot of people have a tendency to buy their garlic and ginger in a jar as a paste already made up, but a very good friend told me that the best method to use is always using fresh ingredients. So the base of my curry is the onions and the ginger, and I've also got my garlic and a chili. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to make my own paste by blending these ingredients. You can chop these really finely if you don't have access to a blender, but this will give your curry a really fine consistency. So you're going to blend this for about 3 minutes. Now I'm just going to add a drop of water to my paste. Because this is going to make the vegetables chop up really, really finely. I am going to take this over to my stove and I'm going to begin to fry it. So as you can see, the onion, garlic, chili and the ginger have turned into a fine paste. Next thing we're going to do is I've just got some vegetable oil in a pan and we're going to add these ingredients to our pan and we're going to fry them. As you can see, the onion, garlic, ginger and chilli mix is beginning to fry up in the oil. So you want to just keep on stirring until the mixture begins to brown and cook through. Okay, so the base of our curry has been cooking up in the pan now for about 5 minutes, and I'm now going to add the two spices that I have to the dish. I've got some turmeric and I've got some ground coriander. So as you can see, the mixture has begun to go brown. So now is the time to add our spices. First of all, the ground coriander and then the turmeric. And mix that around really well so the spices fry up. Okay, so I'm going to leave that to cook up now for 1 minute in the frying pan. Meanwhile, I have got some fresh ripe mango which I'm going to add now to the mix. Fry this with the rest of the ingredients and spices. This is going to give the dish a really sweet, aromatic taste which goes really well with prawns. Now if you can, with either a fork or the back of the spoon, you can begin to break up the mango. It's best to choose ripe mango because it's sweeter and easier for us to break up. Okay, Okay, once your mango has been added and it's cooked for about 1 minute, we're now going to add fresh prawns. These are fresh, raw tiger prawns. You can use cooked prawns, but you will need to add them once the dish is complete, otherwise they'll overcook. So I've fried my prawns now until they've changed from the colour blue to pink. I'm just going to season my curry. And now to that I'm going to add coconut milk, which goes really well with the prawns and again really well with the mango. Leave that to cook for 5 minutes until everything is nice and hot. I've got some plain rice. You can use coconut rice. I'm just going to serve my prawn curry on the side. And it's nice and colourful too. And prawns are actually quite good for us. I know we have got a lot of bad press about them at the moment, but it's been said that it's actually really good for your IQ. So if you want to try and get your kids to eat prawns and they don't like prawns, a really good trick is to play a game, like a fishing game, where you get your children to see who can eat the most amount of prawns first. You can catch them and eat them first. Okay, so on the side, chopped fresh coriander. And you serve with a squeeze of lime. And there is your Thai prawn curry with plain rice. Now, seafood is actually mentioned in the Quran, and in Surah 45, Ayah 12, it mentions how the sea is actually full of many, many bounties, and of course one of the bounties is fish. This actually shows us just how much is actually in the Quran that we can find the food on our plate is even mentioned in our book. We should try and read more Quran this year. Or, better still, why not pay for a needy person to recite it on your behalf? So not only do you get the sawab of completing a whole Quran, but you also provide a good income for someone who's in need. For more information on our recipes, visit our website. Join me next time on Quranic Cuisine, where we'll be discovering more exciting and tasty dishes. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
For more information on ways you can make the most of your Ramadan this year, visit us at www.ramadanforyou.com.